It's already been a bit of a joke when assessing the quality of Fed credibility in 2021. The Fed has been doing whatever it can to dismiss risks associated with rising inflation, and it has not been successful in its attempt. The idea that inflation is nothing more than transitory is becoming increasingly difficult to sell, especially when it's top 5% for five consecutive months and is increasing at the fastest rate in 30 years. And yet, this is the narrative the Fed feels it needs to push because, well, it's still that important to lean on the side of policy accommodation. Should this be concerning? Yes, we think it should, because it means that despite the unprecedented record run in U.S. equities, something that would normally have one thinking about good times, the Fed needs to keep policy at emergency levels because, well, just maybe beneath the surface, it's all still a big mess. The trouble is that as inflation continues to climb, the Fed may be forced into needing to start to err on the side of policy normalization because the greater risk could just finally be in not addressing the inflation problem. Of course, this is what's been driving the dollar higher in recent sessions. The market is thinking the Fed may need to tighten things up a little, and that means higher yields in the US. And of course, all of this is not great for elevated equities, with investors sensing the beginning of the end of what has been a magnificent party. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of a batch of UK data highlighted by trade, GDP, industrial production, and construction output. We also get the ECB economic bulletin and macroeconomic projections. Trading conditions in the US will be thinner on account of the Veterans Day holiday. That's all for now.